If you or your loved one have some aches and pains setting in, or an injury that needs support to heal, consider topping up your body with Cane's Deer Velvet. It's packed full of amazing nutrients that the body uses in maintaining the immune system, bones, joints, circulation, and general well-being. Find out more at www.canesdeervelvet.com and use the code STAGRAW252 for an introductory 20% discount at checkout. You're back. Have you left a rating? Have you subscribed? As we spoke about at the end of the last episode, this person needs no introduction. Greg F. Dooley, of course, from NZ Hunter, Upper Rangitiki Valley, Kaimanawa Range, 2004. So he's over on the other side there, Greg. It's a 5x5, 31 and 4x33, spread of 27 and 2, span of 21 and 4. The beams are 4 and 7x4 and 5, and the coronets are 6 and 7x6 and 6. The brow tines are 7 and 4. Oh, bummer. By 9, and the trays are 6 and 2 by 5 and 1. The inner tops 10 and 4, the right side letting it down this time, 8 and 2. Outer tops 10 by 8 and 5, and then those back off outer tops are 7 and 4 by 10 and 2. Whopper. The total for Mr. Dooley, Greg, that is 208.5. The Dooley party had heard this particular stag roar the previous year, but had failed to sight him on that occasion. He had been rutting in thick Kānuka scrub, which covers this part of the upper valley. During the 2004 season, from a selected vantage point, he was heard to both hee-haw and emit single calls on a couple of occasions. The vantage point was well above where the stag was located, so it was decided to descend towards where he was located to check him out. There happened to be a favourable southerly breeze at the time. Dooley and his son, Willie, there you go, slowly made their way towards where the stag was located until they considered they were about 80 metres away from where it was obvious he was holed up. Dooley Jr. emitted a single call, at the same time breaking some twigs. This action attracted a reasonable 8-pointer, probably a subordinate, to within a short distance. Suddenly, with a crash, the big fellow, the master stag, arrived on the scene, causing the smaller fellow to vacate the area. That's F-E-L-L-O-W, not F-A. The big fellow, F-E, stopped about 10 metres off. Dooley Sr. swapping his camera for the rifle, shooting the stag in the base of the neck. That's all she wrote. Congratulations, Greg and Willie, of course. Capturing it too. Marvellous stuff. Next we have Perita Church, Lake Taupo Forest in 2003. Join us there. This episode of the Big Game Records, it's number one, The Seeker, Volume 1. New Zealand Big Game Records series, written and compiled for the New Zealand Deerstalkers Association Incorporated, written by D. Bruce Banwell. Published by Halcyon Press, a division of Halcyon Publishing Limited, PO Box 360, Auckland, New Zealand. The copyright is 1999, D. B. Banwell, updated edition 2009, first published 1999, all rights reserved.